This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 23rd. God's word for you today is Faith Speaks. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. And it says, one day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, "My husband, who served you, is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves." Faith speaks. We are speaking spirits. This woman ran to Elijah and spoke. Faith speaks. What do you want from God? What do you want to see in your life? Speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." What you believe is what you speak. Be careful what you speak. In fact, it is not what happens to us that limits us. Did you know that it is not what happens to you that limits you? Everyone will experience something. Everyone will experience a challenge, a barrier, a hiccup. It is not what happens to us that limits us. It is what we say about what happens to us that limits us. That is so huge. Think about it. Everybody has experienced something that should have stopped, limited them. Hardships, barriers, or challenges are common to man. It is not what happens to you that limits you. It is what you say about it. That is why God said to the Jews, "As you have said in my ears, so will I do unto you." Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Please read. They said they were grasshoppers and that they would be destroyed. God said, "Fine, so be it." But God, we were just being honest. We said it as we felt it. No, you do not say what you see. You say what you want to see. If what you see is not palatable, then you do not say what you see. You say what you want to see. The Israelites said, "But they are bigger and stronger than us. Have you forgotten the God that you serve?" Again, it is not what happens to you that limits you. It is what you say about what happens to you that limits you. Faith speaks. The truth is, everything that has happened to you and everything that will happen to you is all about your faith. Your faith is the only thing that is the target. Every challenge that you have faced is all about your faith. This widow lost her husband, but she did not lose her faith. Some people go through this kind of challenge and they lose their faith. When she went to Elisha, she actually went to seek help and to make a case. She did not go there to say, "My husband served you, this useless man of God. You people are just deceiving us. You collected my husband's money. Now his family has nothing." No, that will be foolishness. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 says, "The widow came to Elisha and cried out, 'My husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves.'" The widow went to Elijah to make a case. She did not lose her faith. It is all about your faith, and I pray that you will not lose your faith in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to speak in faith and not in fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.